This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia is sealing its lips. Moscow will no longer inform the U.S. about its missile tests. That word from a senior Russian diplomat this morning. Russia's war in Ukraine has been dragging on, and the AP has talked exclusively with Ukraine's President Zelensky about the conflict.
Zelensky says Russian leader Vladimir Putin is poised to take advantage of any victory.
He will sell this victory to West, to his society, to China, to Iran, to all the countries.
Zelensky worries that unless his nation wins a drawn-out battle in the key eastern city of Bakhmut, Russia will begin building international support for a deal that could require Ukraine to make unacceptable compromises. I'm Jennifer King.
The shooter who killed three children and three adults at a Christian school in Nashville was under a doctor's care for an emotional disorder.
Nashville police body cam captures the moment they killed Audrey Hale. Chief John Drake says Hale had two assault-style weapons and a pistol with more guns found at home.
Audrey bought seven firearms from five different local gun stores here legally.
Three nine-year-olds and three adults were killed by Hale at the Covenant School, which the 28-year-old, who was transgender, once attended.
She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder. Law enforcement knew nothing about the treatment she was receiving.
Audio courtesy WSMV, investigators found a manifesto and are looking into motive. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. lawmakers say Credit Suisse kept allowing wealthy Americans to dodge tax payments, finding after a two-year investigation that the embattled Swiss bank violated a 2014 plea agreement it entered. A United Airlines flight from Houston to Rio de Janeiro returned to Texas last night due to a mechanical issue. This is AP News. Will former Vice President Mike Pence have to testify before a grand jury in a Donald Trump-related investigation? The AP's Mike Hempen has this story.
Two people familiar with the ruling say former Vice President Mike Pence will have to testify before a grand jury. Pence was subpoenaed by a special counsel investigating efforts by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election results. But sources say Pence will not have to testify about his actions on January 6th. That's the day when a violent mob of Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol building as Pence was presiding over a joint session of Congress to certify the vote. Pence argued that because he was serving in his capacity as president of the Senate that day, he was protected from being forced to testify. His attorneys are deciding whether to appeal. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.